Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis. Sponsored by Soba Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery, the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I'm Kim, here with Sherry Gaba. How are you?
Great. Always happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Tom, how are you doing all day today?
Everything's great. Another beautiful weekend. Remember, display the American flag for Memorial Day weekend.
There you go. And, yeah, we've been saying that, and I do want to remind you of our early shows from 6 to 8. And, of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And, of course, this show we talk about the brighter side of recovery. And, of course, that could be addiction, mental health, anything that we personally don't have answers for. We're going to find them for you. And I've had so many emails and Facebook people and just texts from listeners. I thank all of you for that. And I know we've got a lot of things going on. I don't know if both of you saw, but there was a young couple, 15, and her boyfriend. She was missing from home. And thank God they're home safe. But they reached out and, said, is there anything that we could do? And I posted it and we got over 200 shares.
Oh,
and
wow.
And
amazing.
Thank God they're home. And that's what we do. It's kind of like leaning on each other.
You become a community.
Yeah, becoming a support community, and that's what it's all about. So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us today, you are listening to The Brighter Side of Recovery, and our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. A big shout out for the Strawberry Festival. That was really fun last weekend, and oh my God, their biggest numbers they've turned so far, and congratulations to all the winners. I was out there doing the Berry Best Baby Contest, and great, everybody was a winner for being out there trying and entering their children into that. This weekend we've got Circus Vargas, and of course that's the premiere of Illuminous, and that's over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. And if you don't win tickets here, circusvargas.com is what you can go to. Also, Chad said he's got something out there with the PawWorks, so check them out, pawworks.org. Also, we've got the Roadshow Revival coming up, and of course, that's June 25th and 26th. And we are, well, actually, before that, we've got the 30th annual festival over at Casitas, Lake Casitas. And so another great place to be.
So much to I know, do here. So I have to definitely move out here.
Yeah, there's lots to do. Again, we've got Rubicon. And that is starting. It just started, and it's going to go all the way through June 12th. And it's Clarence Darrow, and of course James O'Neill is going to be starring in it, directed by Jenny Sullivan. And let's start off with a pair of tickets to the Rubicon at 805-419-0008. That is the number that you need to call. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, when you're calling in, we've got a newsletter that goes out every single week, and we would love to share that with you. And so definitely check that out. Also, a big shout out to Elite Theater. And of course, Mousetrap is playing there. And we would love to share that at Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. So with all that being said, I'd love to introduce who we're going to be talking to on our show today, Noah Levine. And of course, Noah is going to talk about addiction. He is an addiction therapist, founder of Refugee Recovery. We're also going to talk with Dr. Peter Green about his book, Gluten Exposed, and the science behind the hype and how to navigate to a healthy, symptom-free life. And then we've got Jim Duran and Jan Holling going to be joining us. And again, if you are just tuning in with us, we're so glad you're here. So let's welcome Noah. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Sure. That's a big question.
I know.
I'm currently working on. I'm a Buddhist meditation teacher. I've been practicing Buddhism for about 30 years and teaching for almost 20 years now through Theravada Buddhism, in the insight meditation movement, the teacher Jack Kornfield. And so what happened for me was, 30 years ago I was sitting in jail. And I was an addict, and I was suffering a lot. And I was offered the meditation instruction, mindfulness meditation. And I also started doing a 12-step for support to treat my addiction. And I established abstinence and have maintained abstinence. I've been in recovery since then. And so what I'm doing these days is I'm actually offering Buddhist-inspired paths to treating addiction, because I found that I found my people in the 12-step rooms. I found, fellowship and community, but the philosophy, the theistic-based solution that's offered in the 12 steps never resonated with me. But I really loved the non-theistic Buddhist spiritual approach to life, and so I've been integrating that for so long, and now I'm trying to help other people integrate that, those who are interested.
Noah, this is Sherry Gaba. I'm a therapist out in Westlake Village, and you're one of my biggest, I'm one of your biggest fans. I tell a lot of people about Against the Stream. So many people will enter my office, and they aren't the 12 steps may not resonate with them, and 12 steps is not for everybody. Sometimes, you know, I will, not sometimes, most of the time, I will recommend what you have to offer at your meetings. And I would love to know more for our audience what goes on at an Against the Stream sort of meditation class and meeting.
Right.
And I know you have some stuff going out this way, even if you could even talk about the Westlake or I think Agora.
Right.
There's so many people out there looking for something else. And it could be the awakening for them to eventually land in the 12 steps if that's important to them. So
your work is
really important to me.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it. And so just to clarify, when I started teaching Buddhism, I decided I didn't want to be the recovery person. I wanted to make, you know, the meditation instructions available to everyone, even though my own personal draw to practice was part of my addiction recovery. But I didn't want to exclude all of the nice people out there that wanted to learn about Buddhism that weren't at it. So Against the Stream is the organization that's open to anybody who wants to come and learn about Buddhism and practice meditation.
Oh, okay. So it's not just for recovery people.
No, Against the Stream is, you know, really for everyone. And we have centers in Hollywood and in Santa Monica and San Francisco and Nashville and New York. Like, all, you know, we have a bunch of Against the Stream centers and groups. And there's an Against the Stream group in the Valley. And so
in San Fernando Valley?
It's a large organization.
Wow.
But then Refuge Recovery is something that I started because I wanted to do something specific for the addicts who wanted to use the Buddhist approach to treatment.
Okay, I gotcha.
And so now there's about 200 refuge recovery meetings around the country. We have a treatment center here in Hollywood that has detox and residential and outpatients. And, you know, so we have a professional track, for treating addiction at refuge recovery. But then there's peer-led refuge recovery meetings where there's a meditation and a group, you know, peer-led support for addicts. And addicts of all kinds, whether it's drugs or alcohol or process addiction, everyone's, connecting with how can we use mindfulness and compassion and forgiveness in order to heal our the causes of addiction.
So are you saying a refuge recovery meeting is different than an Against the Stream meeting?
It is, yeah, although it can be a little confusing because Against the Stream is the name of our meditation center, and the meditation center does host refuge recovery meetings.
Oh, okay. God, yeah. I am so confused.
Yeah, I am too. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us. You should be waking now, but in tuning in with us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, we're talking with Noah Levine. And, of course, you are the author of Against the Stream. That's your book, correct?
Yeah, I have four books. So there's Against the Stream, Dharma Punk, Heart of the Revolution, and Refuge Recovery.
Okay. And and then you also have the recovery treatment centers, correct?
Yeah.
And you are the founder of them.
Refuge Recovery Treatment
Centers. Okay. And you know what's interesting, because I've never really heard of them, because you always hear about the 12 steps and all that. So what if somebody was going to go to your refugee recovery treatment center, what would they find different?
Well, you'd find a lot of similarities with using kind of the best practices of medical and psychological treatment. And so, you know, we're using EMDR to treat trauma. We're using somatic experiencing. We have a full-time psychiatrist to do, you know, diagnosis and med management. So you'd find a lot of the classical addiction treatment practices. But then most treatment places are encouraging people to do the 12 steps, which is a theistic, a very open, and I'm sure most of your listeners know about the 12 steps. It's very open-minded theism, you know, about a higher power or God as you understand him. And so the difference is we're using a Buddhist-based thing, which is completely non-theistic. It doesn't ask you to believe in a higher power. It just teaches you how to be mindful, how to be compassionate, how to be forgiving. It gives you these practical tools that aren't based in a Christian belief system, but are based in a much more kind of psychological understanding of craving and how to work with craving when it arises.
Are there steps, or I know that you talk about the Four Noble Truths.
Yes.
I actually just got an email today about becoming one of your facilitators, but I think you have to have a little bit more background.
You have
to have a lot of background in meditation to be able to do that. But you talk about the Four Noble Truths. So is that, in other words,
It's similar. There's a process which, the Four Truths. So it starts with the first truth of refuge recovery is acknowledging, admitting, and accepting all of the ways that addiction has created suffering in our lives and in the lives of the people who care about the addict.
Oh, I love that.
And so there's a long inventory, like a 25 question inventory, to help the addict really look at the suffering, because so often there's denial about it, and people like to say, "I'm only hurting myself," or "It's not that bad." They minimalize it. There's this in-depth inventory to look at the suffering.
So Noah,
he's going to go through the four.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The second truth is that everyone has repetitive craving. It's our human biological survival instinct, is that everyone craves for pleasure, but not everyone becomes addicted to substances or behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there is a inventory to help us identify what are some of the underlying conditions that perhaps led to us having the total disregard for consequences and that compulsion to satisfy the cravings rather than the ordinary, desire system that everyone has.
Okay.
That's interesting.
It helps the addict discern, where it's coming from.
Yeah.
What's underneath it.
And then the third truth is that full recovery is possible for anyone who wants to and is willing to do the hard work of the fourth truth, which is about living an ethical life of kindness and compassion and generosity and nonviolence, and a meditative life of being mindful and developing states of concentration through our own efforts. And all of this will lead to a state of wisdom and compassion.
Noah, you started a movement. Why do you think at this time, in this, the way things are today, your movement took off like this? Not everyone can just, start something like this and then it become, to have so many followers, per se. You're almost like a guru in a way.
Well, I think that I was pretty well positioned to do this since I'd already written 3 books and I'd already been teaching Buddhism for 15 years. And so I already had a pretty big community.
Okay.
And half of the people in the Against the Stream community are recovering addicts, and half aren't. But I've been out, lecturing and traveling and teaching and writing for so long that it did give me the ability to say, okay, now here is a Buddhist way to treat addiction. And I already had, thousands of people that were already looking to me for that.
Wow,
and so
I love
it. I think that's part of the reason why it took off.
In your memoir, you started out as an angry rocker, correct? Searching for a meaning.
Yeah.
And as many self-destructive kids, which is so in our time right now, you look at our music and you look at, cutting and you look at, it just, I don't know. I think.
Well, we have an epidemic.
Yeah. Heroin addicts. We want to be out of ourselves. And can you tell us more about this time in your life?
Yeah, sure. I'm one of the people that feels like actually drugs and alcohol, before they ruined my life, they may have saved my life, because I was in so much pain. I was actually suicidal as a very young child.
Mm.
And so when I started drinking and using, it took away some of that pain, which is what we're looking for, right? And it's what cutting is, replacing the emotional pain with the physical pain. And it's what, drinking and using usually is. And for me, I also found punk rock, which was this beautiful kind of fierce wisdom pointing out all of the injustice in this world. And so I had this real outlet for it. But then being an addict, I lost all of that in search of oblivion and crime and violence and everything. And so when I was introduced to Buddhism, which also was this presented as this form of rebellion about going against the stream of greed, against the stream of hatred, against the stream of delusion, it just resonated with me in a way that made sense to me in a way that the 12 steps didn't make as much sense to me because they were too much about God. And I was like, oh, that doesn't, I don't understand that. I do understand mindfulness. I do understand compassion.
And yet I would say, I would argue with you, Noah, and you know, maybe you can disagree with me, but it's like a miracle that you found this. It, you know, and a miracle to me is part of what the 12-step higher power is all about.
Right. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Maybe it was a miracle. I mean, the actual situation for me was that I was born into a family of meditators. My father is like a famous teacher and author, Stephen Levine.
Yes.
And, you know, so I grew up around Ram Dass and Jack Kornfield and, you know, all Alan Watts, like all of these people, all of these like famous first wave Buddhist teachers were around my life.
Who actually brought, they mainstreamed meditation, really, is what they did.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But I still suffered and became an addict. And so, you know, it makes sense that I would have been introduced to this path. The bigger question for me is that willingness to take it on.
Yeah, I love it. What was your aha moment that finally led you to become clean and sober?
I was sitting in juvenile hall. I'd been in that same juvenile hall a dozen times.
Wow, you were so young.
And every time I got locked up, I blamed everyone else. Mm. It was the police, it was society, system. But this time, I was in enough pain, and there was that moment of clarity that I realized it's nobody else's fault. I'm the one. I'm fully responsible for my actions. And that was really the turning point, because when I took responsibility for my actions, then I had some hope that I could make, you know, I could take some actions that would actually get me out of the situation I'd gotten myself in.
Almost sounds kind of law of attraction, that you could create the universe that you were living in or recreate the universe you had been living in.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And so what was your first step? What was the first step that you took when you had that aha? And can you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us and we can kind of talk about it, and then hopefully you can really just take our listeners.
Sure.
Okay, great. Yeah. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry and, of course, Tom. We're talking with Noah Levine and author, clinical psychologist, founder of Refugee Recovery Treatment Centers, Against the Storm, author of 4 books. So many interesting things here, and we'd love you to stay with us. I would love to give out some tickets right now, and I've got, how about some Circus Vargas, okay? I've got tickets to Circus Vargas, and of course, that's happening this weekend. It's their Illuminous happening, and of course, this weekend is in Ventura, and then Santa Barbara, and then of course, all the way up to up north. So we've got tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805 480 803-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to do a quick shout out. If you are interested in refinancing your home or you're in the process of buying a home, I want to share my new friends. They're not new, but they're new to our show. And of course, I've been watching them. This is their third year anniversary. And of course, they're having a ribbon cutting. And that is June 3rd over at their office right here off of Johnson, and that's Shelby and Matthew. And of course, a lot of the fundraising is going to Project Understanding. And so if you're interested in learning a little bit about them and also getting home loans, they make it all comfortable, of course, couch comfortable. Give them a call at 805-676-0377. And again, that's 676-0377. That's Shelby and Matthew. And of course, it's all about mortgage couch. And I'd love to see you out there. And of course, all of the benefits go to Project Understanding. Okay. We are talking right now with Noah Levine. And Noah, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. So tell us again, God, you've taken us through kind of your life and your aha moment and how you just had your own way of doing things, you know, and then you started out as a small group in Los Angeles that has quickly turned nationwide, almost like a phenomenon. And now you've got the refugee recovery groups, right? And they're popping up all over the country. Can you tell us what inspired you to start them? And I mean, it's funny when somebody's so down and out. And how old were you when you were in jail?
I got sober when I was 17.
17.
You are incredible, Noah. I am just sitting here with my mouth open.
Yeah.
Oh, you have been sober since you were 17?
Yeah.
Can I ask how old you are now?
I had three felonies, and I was strung out on crack and heroin. Oh. And, you know, so I'm one of those people that just feels like I'm grateful that I got my so thoroughly kicked so young.
But you're the real deal.
You inspired me to get clean.
But you have, oh, what an example. I mean, listen, I work with young addicts every day, all day. And when, you know, you just have so much inspiration to bring to them.
But what I would love to do, because there's so many children, I've got four kids, you know, and two boys, two girls, grandchildren now. But I hear so many kids that just keep getting knocked down, and that, you know, they're in and out of sober, you know, living. Then they go to the treatment plant. Then they just don't get it, kind of like you. And
right.
What would you tell those kids, or what would you tell them? Because we all think that we're at that age, we're indispensable. That, and then God forbid, you know, you overdose. There's so many kids that are, I can't tell you. That's why we're doing the show, so we could reach out.
And it's painful. It's painful to see it.
And
it's
painful
for the family.
Some of the most
talented and creative and soulful and loving kids out there are addicts.
And they just don't know their own worth. So what would a family do, or what would you tell somebody as an intervention for them?
Right. Well, there's no, these are big, real, difficult realities that everyone is facing on one level or another, and there's no easy advice. What we are seeing at Refuge Recovery is a lot of people who have been through a lot of other kind of 12-step-based programs coming over here and saying, like, oh, finally something practical where I can actually use mindfulness, and I'm learning about self-compassion and self-forgiveness and a lot of the stuff that I never really got to touch in the other treatment modalities. So we're, you know, we're finding a lot of success with people who didn't find much success in other places.
Could you take us
there's no simple solution.
No, there isn't.
It's hard work.
But this is something that people can practically use and walk away. I wonder if you could take us through a very short meditation, maybe a minute or two.
Yeah, no, we have, we do have a minute left. But here's a question I want to know. Where's the closest one to where we're located in Ventura?
There's meetings in Ventura. There's meetings in Thousand Oaks and Santa Barbara. So
really?
All the mountain area up there.
Oh, great.
And if people want information at refugerecovery.com or refugerecovery.org, that'll give meeting schedules by, state and county and, all over the country. And then it'll also give information if people are looking into treatment or sober living.
What is the age group, Noah? I always, I've wanted to go to a meeting myself, but is it mostly young people or is it all ages?
It's all ages. There'll be a lot of people in the room actually that have 10, 20 years sober.
Really?
But are coming to, do the Buddhist thing and really learn meditation.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some young people, and it depends on how many treatment centers are bringing their van load.
Right, exactly.
Meeting, how many young people.
Gosh, all right.
It's very diverse, though. It's very nice.
Well, we have less than a minute left, but could you just take us through a small meditation?
Sure. Bringing full attention into the present moment, feeling the breath at the nostrils, the expanding, contracting of the chest. And then radiating kindness throughout your whole body and radiating kindness outward in all directions for compassion for all of the suffering in the world and appreciation for all of the joy in the world.
That's beautiful.
Wow, that was worth it right there. I
so
love
glad
that.
We had you here today, Noah.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you'll come back again.
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me on.
Great. And again, Noah Levine, and thank you so much for being here. All right. Well, we are getting ready for our next guest, and we've got Dr. Peter R. H. Green, and we're going to be talking about gluten exposed and really the science and the hype and how to navigate into a healthy, symptom-free life. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba, Tom. And of course, our next guest is Peter Green. And of course, he is the doctor of gluten exposed. And we're going to be talking about his book, Dr. Peter Green. And welcome. Are you there?
Hi there. Yes. Peter Green.
Peter Green, right? Pete?
That's right.
Did you say Pete Green?
What's that?
What did you say?
Peter Green.
Peter
yes,
Green.
That's me.
Well, welcome. So thank tell you, us, Kim. You know, gluten has had so much hype behind it, and it's hard to navigate to the healthy, symptom-free, and that's what your book is all about. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what we can learn from your book.
Sure. I'm a physician at Columbia University in New York, and I run a celiac disease center here, and we find that we've been seeing, as many celiac doctors around the world have, increasing number of people who have been adopting a gluten-free lifestyle, without any clear reason why. You know, celiac disease is a significant condition, autoimmune disease, increased mortality, increased risk of getting various complications, and a gluten-free diet is absolutely necessary.
How do you know if you have celiac disease?
Well, the diagnosis typically is made on a blood test, which, if positive, prompts an endoscopy and biopsy, because it's a chronic inflammatory disorder of the small intestine. And if that diagnosis is confirmed, going on a gluten-free diet turns around the bulk of the symptoms and the risks involved with having the condition.
I mean, are there symptoms that one might see happening to them if they...
Yeah, well, typically they're GI symptoms, diarrhea. They may have been mislabeled as irritable bowel syndrome in the past, weight loss, infertility, osteoporosis, anemia. You know, one of the problems is that the manifestations are so diverse that, you know, you just don't go to one doctor. You know, hematologists, rheumatologists, endocrinologists are all seeing people with celiac disease.
And now you talked about gluten-free with a lot of immune diseases too, correct?
Yeah, well, people who have celiac disease have increased risk of getting other autoimmune conditions. That just might be like thyroid disease, or it could be something like multiple sclerosis. And studies have shown that if you have celiac disease and go on a strict diet, your chances of getting those other autoimmune conditions has been much reduced.
So what's the simplest way to cut out gluten? Because everybody talks about it, but how do you do it in the simplest way?
Well, I think it's not that simple, unfortunately. And you need to be under the care of an expert dietitian, because gluten can be hidden in many, many different places. And there are two things about being on a gluten-free diet. Like, one is knowing what to avoid, but the other is knowing what to eat. And people are often so frightened that the food may have gluten that they eat a very restricted diet, things that they know are safe.
So, I mean, I think just immediately no flour, no bread,
yeah, bread
no
and
pasta.
Pasta are the basics.
Although I did find a gluten-free bread.
Well,
and I know there's gluten-free pastas out there. There's rice pasta.
Right.
But it's tricky because, like, there's only one soy sauce that is gluten-free. Like, beer is made from barley. So you can't drink beer.
So let me ask you, if you didn't have celiac disease, but you started, because there's a lot of people that they're like, oh, it's a good thing to do. Okay, I heard gluten was bad for you. Let's just eliminate it. And so you're trying to eliminate. Is there anything that we're missing from gluten, or is it just is there nothing good about it?
You know, gluten-free grains, wheat is like why civilization has developed. But gluten, wheat flour is fortified. So people who are on a gluten-free diet are ingesting flours that are not fortified. So we see people who are on a who have major vitamin deficiencies related to the diet. Also, there's a risk of getting too much in the way of heavy metals, because rice is the main carbohydrate source on a gluten-free diet, and rice tends to absorb more mercury and arsenic and lead from the soil. So,
what a maze this is to try to untangle.
Yeah, and how long has it been around, celiac disease?
There are reports from, you know, from ancient times that have been considered to be it, but it wasn't until the late 1930s that a physician in Holland recognized that it was the protein component of the wheat. And back then in the 30s, these kids had a 30% mortality rate with celiac disease.
Wow, really?
So this amazing clinician recognized it, and in the Second World War in Holland, he was feeding these kids tulip bulbs and mussels, and they were thriving. But then when the Allies came back in and bought the bread, they deteriorated. So it's been known for a long time, but it took a while for it to he realized that it was not only a pediatric disorder. And now the bulk of the diagnoses are actually in adulthood.
Hmm. And so given the popularity of gluten-free diets, why do so many cases of celiac still go undiagnosed?
Well, there's this gluten paradox in this country that there's this large amount of people with celiac disease, the bulk of whom are not diagnosed, and then we have a large amount of people on a gluten-free diet that don't have celiac disease. And this overlap of the people that are actually diagnosed with celiac disease that are on the diet is very, very small. We're not sure why this gluten-free diet has become so popular. There's a lot of pseudoscience, various associations and claims that gluten is the Satan and the reason why many ailments occur to the population. But there's very little evidence for that. And, you know, many major sports figures and celebrities have gone gluten-free and write about it and write books and develop different foods, and there's very little science to support the benefit of a gluten-free diet in people who don't have celiac disease.
Wow, wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery here, and we're talking with Dr. Peter Green. Gluten Exposed is the name of your book. It's the science behind the hype and how to navigate to a healthy, symptom-free life. What are we going to find in your book?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What are we going to find in your book?
Well, we're just presenting evidence that maybe it's not the wisest evidence to get, wisest thing to go on a gluten-free diet. If you do need it, we can understand why people go gluten-free. You know, they're often dissatisfied with their health care. They have a whole bunch of symptoms. They read about it, they hear about it, and they try a gluten-free diet. And sometimes it improves the symptoms, but when you change your diet, you change many things. So we think it's kind of very important to get tested for celiac disease before you go on a gluten-free diet, because if you have celiac disease, it's a lifelong condition with considerable sequelae that requires close monitoring. And that's very different to just having a diet as a fad, as a trend, because you don't know how long to stay on the diet. If you lose weight, maybe that's good. There are other ways of doing it. Certainly cutting the carbohydrates out and increasing the exercise is the best way to reduce weight. But whether that requires a strict gluten-free diet is up for question.
Wow. And do you have celiac disease?
No, I haven't caught it yet from all these patients.
And, of course, when you say that, of course, it's definitely not contagious. It's not. Is it hereditary?
It's hereditary, so it runs in families.
Okay.
When you get diagnosed, we advise at least first-degree family members to be tested. Okay. And it's often very surprising that a child presents quite sick, and when you screen the family, one of the parents has it. Most frequently, when you screen the family, a sister is the most likely person to have the disease already. Mm-hmm. So it's common. It's very worthwhile getting diagnosed. And we have to find out what this epidemic of gluten-free diet is all about, so we know how to advise patients.
Well, very good, very good. Where do we find your book?
It's available at all bookstores and, you know, the online places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc.
And so give us one last tip. With all the studies that you've done and obviously the hype and how to navigate to a healthy, symptom-free life, what's the best tip?
The best tip is before going gluten-free, get tested for celiac disease. And if you are on a gluten-free diet, make sure you eat a diverse diet that's a healthy diet, and that's best under the care of a registered dietitian.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Peter Green, for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a really great rest of your weekend. All right. Well, when we come back, I've got Jim Duran in here and, of course, Jan Holling, and we're going to be talking about the city center and find out a little bit more about that. They've got an event coming up, and, of course, we're going to be talking about Champions of Change, and that's coming up Tuesday, June 28th, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. That's over at River Community Building and right here in Ventura. Stay with us. And of course, I'd love to give something away right now. And what else do we have? Well, I've got actually a pair of tickets to go to Canary Players Theater. You could choose from any of their upcoming performances. And so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can go to their website, www.caneoplayers.org. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And Jim Duran is in the studio. Thank you so much for being here. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba.
Hi, Kim.
And a great show today and some really great, meaningful things. And, of course, Jim Duran is here. We're going to talk about City Center. Thank you so much for being here.
Kim, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, so tell us, for anybody that really doesn't know what City Center is, in fact, I was telling Sherry,
yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that.
The City Center is a converted motel that we use now for transitional living for homeless children and their parents. So In order for you to move in, you have to have kids that are homeless on the street. And whether that's a single parent or they're married, as long as you have children that are homeless, we will invite you in to be part of our program. And the whole goal is in the next 6 months to 18 months that we would help you. We'd come alongside of you. If you don't have a job, we'd help you get a job. If you don't have a car, we'd help you get a car.
They're amazing.
Wow, that's like
they're amazing.
So is
yeah.
the parent is not homeless? The child
no,
is homeless?
Usually, here's what happens. If the parents, if they have children, we that's the focus. You mean you can't come in and say, hey, I'm homeless, and we ask, do you have kids? And they say, no, then they don't qualify for our program. So the only way you can qualify for the program is if your kids are homeless. And you may be living with them or you may not be living with them. Sometimes kids are living with aunts and uncles, and the parents are on the streets. So it's...
Oh, okay. But it's generally, they're both homeless.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's more for dependency, right? And
correct.
Families. So, so how many rooms now?
Well, we are almost done. We have right now 19 rooms. We're almost done with our back eight. Within about 30 days, we'll be able to move 8 new families in, which we're so excited about.
Oh, my God. Just give me chills. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have worked so
hard
on
this. How are you funded?
Well, it's all privately funded. It's we have churches. There's about 13 churches that give on a regular every month.
Wow.
And then
that's amazing.
We have this program called the Andrew Project, which is individuals giving $19 a month. And so our goal is to get 1,000 people to give $19 a month. If we do that, we're self-sufficient. Right now, we're close to 200. And so we're striving
hard. What does the staff consist of? Sorry, Kim.
No, go right ahead.
I was just wondering what the staff consisted of.
Our staff right now, and by the way, before I answer that, we also have businesses that donate. So businesses, churches, and individuals.
You know what I love? I just want to stop you. $19.
Mm-hmm.
$19, that's not really, you know, I mean, in the scheme of life, $19, but look how much it's doing.
That's right.
And I love that you guys put it such a low thing because it's feasible to help.
If you give up one soy green tea latte a week, one, right. You've hit it. So our staff consists of, this is amazing. We have on-site managers who actually live on-site, and they're there 24/7. Then we also have a case manager that lives on-site. Case manager works on their goals, sets goals for them, makes sure that they achieve what they need
like
to achieve.
So like a social worker, more or less.
More or less, yeah. Uh-huh. But on top of that, we also have a therapist that comes, and her team comes and works with whatever trauma they might have. And that could be from addiction to domestic violence to just psychological things growing up. And they work through those, being homeless. You know, that's a tough one too. On top of that, we have a group of mentors, and these are all volunteers. These are people from different churches that come, and they take on a family, and they come alongside of them. They talk to them about life. They walk them through different things. So you have your therapist, you have your caseworker or your social worker, and then you have your mentors that walk this through this process.
You know, I work with a lot of addicts, and often these addicts will have felons. They'll be felons. And so they'll say, well, how am I supposed to find a job? You know, I have a felony on my record. So what would you say to someone that would
great
say
question.
That?
That's a great question. We have probably 19 businesses right now that would hire you, even though you're a felon.
Yeah, the rehabs need to know about you.
Mm-hmm. There's 19 companies right now that would hire you. And on top of that, one of the things we try to do, if there's a way to do that, is to work on that record, to work on that felony, to see if there's a way in time to be able to get that maybe expunged, but to actually work. Because when you start doing well, the courts go, hey, this person's doing well. Let's look at their record.
Let's reward them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we need to be rewarded, not keep putting us back
where
we came
from. These kids need jobs.
From.
They need to feel that, okay, because you're sheltered in rehab. And then once you get out of rehab or get out of living in your facility, you need to live life.
Right.
You need to be functional.
Right.
You need to make a living.
That's right. And so we work on all those things. We also work on different things like success. We have a guy coming in to talk about how to double your income in a year, just to get them motivated to a place where, hey, I can do this. We have a CPR training where they're going to come in and learn how to save a life. We have financial coaching where we have somebody come in and actually teach them how to budget and how to, when they start talking about, these are our residents, talk about compound interest, I'm going, oh my gosh, are you
kidding?
They
know more than we do.
I know, isn't that amazing?
What are some of your success stories?
Well, recently we had a young lady who just moved to Bakersfield. She was a single mom. She moved in. She's our last graduate. Stephanie came in with no job, with no car, and she came in with a pretty bad attitude. And eventually, you know, she ends up getting a full-time job, and she gets a car. Her attitude changes. You know, this is the great part of the story. In an eight-month period of time, she was able to make enough money. She moved out with a $6,000 savings account.
Wow.
And she was able to move to Bakersfield in her own place with her daughter, with a backyard. She transferred jobs. Her company transferred her to Bakersfield. And listen to this. No government funding. No food stamps. No rental assistant, no Section 8, completely on her own. That is huge.
Is a huge success story.
That's what we're talking about. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. You know, we always start our show with a positive moment, and I didn't do that, but I'm going to do it right now. People cry not because they're weak. It's because they've been strong for too long. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're talking about, is really we have it all inside us. And Jim, you know, you guys are doing such a great job really giving back support to all these people, because a lot of times our family's not always there for us. And we talked about a community support, and that's what it's all about. You know, life happens to all of us,
right?
So many of us are embarrassed, or we don't want to share because we won't want people to think down of us. And where do we go? So then we just keep going further down instead of saying, this is what I'm dealing with. Open arms, please help me and let me, you know, figure out.
Hold
how
my
to,
hand.
Yeah.
Just walk me through this.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like they're getting.
We have a couple minutes. I know you've got Champions for the Change coming up. Talk to us a little bit about that so we can invite all of my listeners.
Champions of Change is an informational meeting about the City Center, and we're going to have speakers. We're going to have graduates. We're going to have residents that are going to talk about their story. As a matter of fact, there's a couple that's going to be one of our speakers. Believe it or not, They started doing drugs when they were 10, 11 years old, and their parents taught them how to do drugs. And that's been their life, their whole life. So they have a baby together, and the baby has some complications. So the baby gets taken away.
They're born as an addict.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let me tell you who's living at the city center. This couple, their whole goal is to get their daughter back. They're already getting visitation rights.
Aww.
They're on track. They've never been able to accomplish more than 3 steps of the 12-step program. They're completing those steps.
That's beautiful.
They got a car. They're getting a job. Anyway, they're going to be one of our speakers. On top of that, we'll have some dignitaries that'll be there. But we just want to share with the public what we're doing and how to help people come up, get off the streets and then become people who actually give back to their community.
I love this. So last time it was a breakfast. This time it's a dinner,
it
correct?
Is.
I love it.
Free
I will be there.
Tacos.
Okay. But not only that, it's just the inspiration. It's the feeling. It's the completeness of what you're doing. And I love the support of how you're doing it. Again, that's Tuesday, June 28th. Dinner is at 6 o'clock. Meeting is at 7 o'clock at the River Community Building right off of Santa Clara. Where do they call for information? 805-628-9035, 628-9035, or go to thecitycenter.org. And, of course, Jim Duran, you do such an amazing job.
Thank you.
Jan, I know you're here but silent. I just got to give a hug out to you and for all the stuff you guys do. And you've got such a great team, and I'm so glad that you're sharing it here.
Thank
and
you.
I love to do whatever I can to do to be that support for you guys.
Thank you, Kim.
So I know, Tom, are we at the end? Yep, we've got to go. And, of course, I want to just say thank you to all our veterans out there, all their families, everybody out there. This is what it's all about. We're all about the brighter side of life here in the 805. And, of course, if you missed any of our show, go to my podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we end our show with a moment. Anything I've done that was ultimately worthwhile initially scared me to death. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I'll talk to you next week.